Okay, so let's discuss the pizza case. So what's the case? We have six bokrim in yeshiva. They said, okay, we're going to have five pizza, a slice each. So they sent one of the bokrim to go to the pizza shop, pick up six slices for all of them. One each. The bocher goes with all the money, and he sees as he walks in that there is an offer that says if you buy eight slices of pizza, then you get two free. So he says, well, one slice is not good enough for me tonight, so I'm a bit hungry. So, you know what, I'll buy another two. That means six, which we're going to get for five bokrim and me, plus another two, so now I've got three slices. And then once I've got eight, I get another two. Because that's the offer. Buy eight, get two free. So I have five slices. That should fill me up.
For an hour.
Yeah. I think everyone would say that you have to bench on such a meal. Okay. So, now he comes back to yeshiva and he tells about his what happens? And now there's a bikkurach amongst bochrim in limudat Torah, of course, lishma. The shaila is, who does these extra two slices of pizza belong to? Bochrim said, hey, you bought, didn't buy eight, you bought three. We're five. Why should you get the two slices? Said, I'm the one who adds it. Well, you wouldn't have had it. So let's analyze it. So it's okay, we've touched a bit, go a bit more detailed, and relate it back to our shyness of Shmuel eventually at the end. So the Gemara Ksubas, another Gemara Ksubas, Tzadi Chesam Abes, says the following. Omer Rab Nachman, Omer Rab Avu, says Rab Nachman, name of Rab Avu. Tadya, we've got a price that tells us a halacha of an agent who's sent on a mission. What happens? Hosevlo Achaz Yisrael. He was sent on a mission to buy something on behalf of the money person. Reuven came along and buying something as an agent, not with his own money, somebody else in the shop, and he added something extra. What's the halacha? Rabbi Yehuda said something, but that's not halacha. Rabbi Yossi, who's halacha, says Kolkin. That additional event that happens, they gave over a price, wherever it was. They have to divide between the agent who put no money in and the guy who sent him to pick up something from the shop and was using the money. You have to divide it. Now, why do you have to divide? He put no money in this agent. The guy's just using the money, buying something from the shop, and there's something thrown in, and he gets half of it. Why does he get half of it?
So what did Rashi say? Because it's suffering enough for the maternal.
Oh, very good. You have good memory. So we repeat what was said. There's a machlokas Rishonim between Rashi and the Rosh, and why to explain you to bite it. And for that, we'll try and relate it back to our case. Rashi says, Aleph, Cholkim, you know why you divide it? It's a matona hafi. It was a present from the shop guy. And therefore, yesh loma l'shliach nosno, v'yesh loma l'bala mosnos. You divide it because I don't know who he's giving the present to. Maybe he's giving it to the guy who's in front of him, or the agent. Maybe he's giving it to the guy who's actually buying the item from his shop, the guy who owns the money. I don't know who's giving this extra thing to. Sofik, divide it. Very good question. So Rashi, you could say it goes like Rashi always seems to pass like Tumpus. Maybe it's going in that shitter. But Rashi's saying that the Kavodah behind the Cholkin is because of he's giving a present, though he's giving a present to, so therefore, up for grabs 50-50, divide it. Abba. Don't know who gives a present. The Rosh argues. The Rosh says, number base. The agent divides it. Hoyle, since Bosu Lahana Ayde Balabais Khulikima. Since this additional gift came about through a combination of both of them together, his money, my looks, my personality, whatever it is, the agent. So together we created this present. Therefore we divide it. Because of both of us. Now, let me ask you a question which you haven't asked before when we saw this one. Tell me a nafkamina between the two. What's a nafkamina? Of course it's a nafkamina between Rashi and Rosh. What would be an easy nafkamina?
If you ask the storekeeper, who did you give it to? And he says, I gave it to Slim.
Very easy nafkamina. Is if the storekeeper says, clearly, I'm giving you a gift. It's not a sophic. But then there'd be an nafkamina. Rashi says, you need to buy it because I don't know what he's doing. If you ask the storekeeper, he'll tell you. Then it's not a sophic. But according to the Rosh, even when you know what's happening, the Rosh says, I don't care what he's giving it for. You divide it because it's a combination of them. They combined effort over here, created this present. I don't care why he's actually giving it, because he likes the guy in front of him. At the end of the day, his money also helped it, so therefore, you have to split it. That's a Moshe Nafkamina. When we know what he wants, do you still split it? Yes, sir. Yes. I think I know what you're asking. Maybe it may be a good point what you're asking. Maybe if I think I know what you're asking, it's a good point. We'll see whether you're accurate. Okay. So we know a nafkamina between the two Rishonim. Therefore, let's see in Shulchan Aruch which one of these Rishonim do we pass. Mir says the Shulchan Aruch number 3. Im Oma Hamulcha Beferish. If the seller says clearly Shenosin the Shliach that he's giving this present to the agent. Hakol Shliach. You know what? You don't split it then. It solely belongs to the agent. Now, who is the Ramah passing like? Rashi. Clearly, he's saying if we just don't know, and if he tells us, then we know.
Why does he mention Rashi if he's getting passing like Rashi?
What?
He mentions the Ran and the Ramban. Why doesn't he mention Rashi?
The Ran and the Ramban speak out the difference. Rashi just says his words, but the Ran and the Ramban speak out the difference. The Shach on the spot is not happy. He says, if you look at 3B, base, he says, Tamer, I got very difficult with this. Shaposit Kaber, Beshitas. The Ramah says, yeah, that's it, it belongs to the agent. Ha ha Rosh Kolkin. The Rosh argues on Rashi. And that appears, that's the conclusion of the Ram, like the Rosh. So how can the Ramah just go out and say clearly, if you know what he's doing, it goes there. It doesn't. The Rosh will still say you spit in that case. So therefore, says the Shach, there's definitely a machlokas over here. And you can't ignore the Rosh.
So,
what?
No,
the Ram is just saying what Rashi would hold. But the actual Ran himself is passing like the Rosh. That's how the Shach is done.
If it was only written down, it's Rashi, but it didn't hold that way. You wouldn't say that.
Okay, well, it's not clear from the Ran that they pass like Rosh. The Shach himself is saying, is that the mashmas of the Ran is to go with the Rosh.
But if the Shulchan Aruch goes like the Ran, then
it's
more like the Ran otherwise.
No, like I said, he's the one who speaks out the Pharisees. This is where it comes from. The Rashi says like this. Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. How is this relevant to our case? What is our case? Do we know in our case who he's giving the present to? Who the pizza shop is giving the present to? Do we know?
He doesn't know who's buying the pizza.
No, there are, is a Mishaleach.
Okay. So, I think that's what Dan meant to say. It's a Mivsak, Dan says. It says, more precise, on the spot. Why is the shop, let's ask the question. Why is the pizza shop offering, you buy eight, you get two slices free? Why are they doing that? Why are they getting a freebie out? What do they want?
To get people to buy eight.
They, and why do they want people to buy eight? What do they want?
They have more money than
they want eight. Money. So therefore, who are they interested in giving this deal to? They're interested in whoever the money is. You can be a monkey in front of me as long as you've got money in your hands. Yes? I want that money, and whoever gives me eight amounts of slices of money, will, that people, the eight, will get two slices. Oh, you don't know what the case in the store people. We'll discuss it. Okay. So, the scenario we're setting up is that, not like most of you said, we don't know what the pizza shop are giving the money, the two slices for. We know exactly why they're giving them the two slices for. They're giving specifically to who gives them the money.
Well, who's giving them
the money? Let's just finish off the thing before we argue.
Who's giving them the money, though?
They're not, giving the money. They're not interested in who decides.
Yeah,
what do they want in their pocket? Money. Yes? So, they are clearly saying that we're giving this extra to the owner of the money.
No.
Because we want the money.
They're giving the
extra. Okay, you can argue one thing. Just let me think out why I want to present and see whether you say it does.
That's what a kickback is. When you give it to the one that doesn't own the money.
It's not a bribe. This is solely
for the...
No, it's not a bribe.
It's a legal bribe. It's a bribe.
It's an error. And therefore, if I'm correct, you can argue me in a second. If I'm correct, we're talking about a scenario where the guy is in the shop saying, I'm giving these two extra people, not to the agent, but the person who owns the money, I'm giving it to the money people. So therefore, what should come out, the halacha? What would come out, according to Rashi and the Rosh, what would we say? What would Rashi say and what would Rosh say?
Rashi would say it goes to
the
money.
Rashi would say that the two extra slices goes to the money people because we're not in doubt. Because it's only because we're doubt splitting. And Rashi would say, I don't care why he's giving it, it's a combination, you always split it.
Well,
so therefore,
the Rosh says why the Baal Bas gets a share. He doesn't say why the Shliach gets a share.
Therefore, and then we'll argue afterwards. And therefore, if it's true that according to Rashi, it belongs to the Balamos, the people who own the money. According to the Rosh, it doesn't matter, you always split it. What should be the... And we said, in Halacha, it's a machlokas. What should be the Halacha? Who's holding the pizza? Shliach. And who would he say Kimli like?
He would say Kimli
Rashi or the Rosh?
He would say he holds like Rashi.
Rashi says who belongs to?
The money guy.
Now.
The money guy.
Hold on. The money guy. How many money guys are there here?
Six.
There's six money guys. Okay. Now we've got that fight. So,
six.
Yeah.
He added his two money.
Okay, so therefore, how many parts do we have?
Eight parts.
The agent has put in three parts, and the other bar can put five parts. So we add to the money, we've got a 3/8 and a 5/8 split. Okay.
Or 3/8 and 1/8.
5, yeah, okay. 1/8, 1/5. Whatever you want. Fine. So. If you go after the money, how many pizzas does the agent get?
What?
If you go after that Rashi that goes to the money guy, how many slices of pizza will the agent get?
Three quarters of a slice.
Three,
He'll get his free. He'll get his free. Does and on the two? How much he gets out of the two sizes?
3/4 of a slice.
3/8 of 2. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So therefore, he gets in the end 3 3/4. Okay.
Okay.
He gets 3 3/4.
Well, he bought 3.
He bought 3, and he gets 3/4. Okay. Now that's if you go after the money. If you go like the Rosh, that you split it half half between the agent and the money guy, then how much pizzas does the agent get in the end?
5/4.
He gets. He gets out of the. There's two extras, and you split. You split the two extras. One between the agent and one between the money guy. So how much does he get?
4.
And he's got two hats on him. First, there's the agent hat. He gets one extra. He's an agent, so he gets one extra. So it's 4. And now, and the extra, the one that's left, you split between the money guy. Now, and he gets 3/8 of that, because he paid 8. He paid 3. And they paid 5. So he gets 3/8 of the extra pizza. Yeah? So then they're going to have 4 pizzas, plus 3/8 of the next pizza. Okay? So what's better for him? To go rush you like the Rosh? What? How many more pizzas did he get in his tummy? Not help, not good to his doctor.
He's better with the Rosh.
He's better with the Rosh. So he's better with the Rosh. Okay. So therefore, now he's there. So who, he's Mosset, so what does he want to say Kimli like?
Rosh.
Like the Rosh, because then he gets more pizza. Okay. Now, at this stage, you can discuss whether my whole halacha is wrong. Or you can say my hanocha is correct, but still I want to say different. You can either have an option, or you can say, that's great, let's carry on the ship. Now, what do you want to say, Matis? You didn't like the whole premise in the first place.
First of all, the Rosh is not asserting that the Shliach gets a half all the time. He's just saying, Bala Bala Bas always gets a half. The Shliach is not being Mahan of the Bala Bas, or he doesn't say that at least.
Well, I've just cut the Rosh short because I want to make sure that everyone understands it. There's words there that says he gets the half.
Okay.
Okay.
Alright. Then, the Shliach, the pizza man is giving it to the one who brings him the money. He doesn't care whose money it is. That's why people pay commission to brokers all the time. They're not looking for their money. I'm looking for money. Now, you give me somebody else's money, I don't care, you got it. That's fine. I'll pay you for that. So the pizza guy just wants somebody to walk into a store with money. It could be stolen money. It could be found money. It could be somebody else's money. It could be your money. I don't care. You give me money, I give you this life.
I agree totally with you, but that's called balamos. That means he's giving it to money. Money!
No!
I'm not giving to the guy because I like him.
Because he's going to bring in other groups that buy pizza.
Sometimes they're going to bring the money, it's just a mention of war.
Yeah?
And therefore, it's not for him. I know it's the decision maker. Sometimes the decision maker, sometimes the guy with the job is to order lunch. It's not any of his money, it's a couple of his money. But he doesn't want to make the decision. They want to get the decision maker. The decision maker is the one who decides to go to this pizza place, that pizza place, that pizza place. Secondly, they also want to encourage people to get more pizza. So maybe somebody would think about buying 3 slices. But if they can get a deal for buying 8, so maybe they'll buy more, which case would be only the Shliach.
Okay.
I mean, the Shliach himself is getting the money, we're getting the money. So I think it was good study if they wanted to get to the decision maker, which could probably be all of the time.
I agree with both of you, but it makes no difference. Why? Because the other day, they're just putting out what they want. No, they don't want to give you Rashi's. What the whole shot of Rashi was. The agent comes in, I have a certain relationship with the agent, I have some reason to give the agent, he's my neighbor, I want something. No. So therefore I'm giving it specifically, not because of the money, with you, because of you. You're the person I like, I want to give it to you, that's right. But what's the other side of the coin? I just, money. If money comes in, I don't know who the money is. Whoever is the money box, there's somebody who's got money, he gives it to me, I'm giving it to that money. The money is the one, it's exchange. The two is exchange for money. So whoever, I bet you may be the guy, I don't even know if you're the whole money guy. You may be representing somebody, you may be eating the whole pizza. I don't care. I'm just giving the extra two because you've given the money and I'm giving in exchange of the money. It's in exchange of the money. If it's in exchange of the money, and it even says entice you to bring the change, but it's in exchange of the money, then it goes to the money people. That's his kavanah, for money, in exchange of money.
I think if the Rashi and the Sufek, because sometimes the decision maker is the one who's buying it, he's going to go to that might pizza place. And sometimes the guy who's going to buy me some pizza, the guy who's going to buy pizza.
Okay. It's a question which. Okay, we've had your points. We've had your points. It's not accepted in the postscript, but we've had your points.
What? Are people though. Who is this
low? That's the Shiloh, Rashi says, don't know.
Paid to do a job, is he doing a
favor? It is a Shia, he's the agents. That's what Gemara says in the
paid agent, paid to do a specific job.
No? Yeah, it doesn't say, in the Gemara. It just says, he sent him his agents. He says, he sent him his agents. His agents. Okay. Right, the person don't say like you. We want to know whether he's giving it specifically, like Rashi says, as a present to the Shia. Of course, he has a relationship with that guy. Or not. Okay. Now. Okay. So therefore we should say, if I'm correct, then it should be machlokas, and he says, Kibli like Rashi. But it's not our case, even if you say like I'm saying, it's not exactly the same as the case of the Shulchan Aruch and the Shachar talking about. The Ramah and Shachar talking about a case, and they're coming up and saying, oh, it depends on Rashi and Rashi. I want to say our case is the same, and it's not exactly the same, not because my halacha is wrong. My halacha is correct, they're giving it to the money person, but it's not the same as Shulchan Aruch. Why is it not the same as Shulchan Aruch? What's the case of Shulchan Aruch and what's the case that I'm talking about? And I'm correct in how I describe it, but it's not the same. What's not the same? So it's got two hands. That's why he gets a bit more extra pizza.
So far, our case is he's giving someone extra. You're coming in to buy one apple, and he gives.
That's the Gemara's case. The Shulchan Aruch is even more specific than that. What's the case of actual Shulchan Aruch, which the Shach doesn't like? It's totally on the rush. What's the actual case of the Shulchan Aruch? He says beferish.
Given to the Shia.
And what's different for my case?
So he doesn't say anything.
Oh, he's saying he's giving to the Baal HaBas.
Ah. Now, let's say my definition are correct. Our case is where he says beferish ke'ilu, he's giving it to the money guy. That's not exactly the same case as the Shulchan Aruch, because that case of the Shulchan Aruch is when he says beferish and giving it to the agent. Well, no, that's the case of the Shulchan Aruch. Beferish, I'm giving it to the agent. Then says the Ramah, he's in based on Rashi. Rosh, the Shach says he's in, says Argus. My case is where he says the Pharisee is giving it to the Balabai. Now, it should be the same, but it's not. Why is it different? What's the logic behind why it should be different between the Pharisee to the agent, where we have this machlokas, and the Pharisee to the Balabas, where we, I want to say, is not the same case and it will be different. Why? Anyone can suggest why it should be different? But Beirish, what's the difference? And therefore, what should change?
Therefore, it shouldn't be anything to do with Rashi.
Anything to do with Rashi? He says, I'm saying, my halacha is correct. It's, let's say, he says, Beferish Balamos. He kept pizza guy said, this is for the Balamos. But still, even if he says that words, it's not the same as Shulchan Aruch, and it will be come out, and the Shach, and it will come out a different halacha. Why?
Because I think what we're saying here is that the Shulchan Aruch says, it's mashma, the other way around would not be the case. Meaning, mocha referish le baal bayis, not nosen a kol of baal bayis, then would be akloku. Meaning, the shliach has an upper hand here. What we're assuming here.
So you're suggesting that when Rashi says his halacha, that beferish will be different. It's only will go solely to the shliach. But if it's the beferish, the baba, what will be the halacha? Then it'll be yachlokah,
even according to
Rashi. Yeah.
Oh,
that's. That's amazing thinking. But it's absolutely not the right way of thinking.
I knew there was something that was coming.
Okay, so shall I tell you the answer? I think I should. We're going to read the Ksos inside. Even after the Ksos, you can suggest, because it still needs working. The Ksos says like this, number 4. Hainu dafke benosen l'shliach. This is only true when you give it beferish to the agent.
So far, right.
Meshum zavor lehanor ayedei balabayis. Because it came a benefit to the shliach, has got a benefit through using the money as well. Abu im notem beferish lebalabayis. But if he says beferish, I'm giving it to the balabayis. Hakol lebalabayis. Then everything will go to the balabayis. The otsu misha nosen batona la chaver ayde shliach. Oh, would you even have a havin that somebody gives a present to somebody else through a shliach, through a messenger boy? Yeah, shliach helitbar, that the messenger boy should say, oh, I'm a messenger boy, so I get half? No, of course not. It will go totally to the balamos. Now, what is he saying then?
I think I got it. I think he's saying that the rush is the one, the shock is the one that switches.
Ah, very good.
You argue on the Shulchan Aruch in the case of the Ferris to Shliach, but if the Ferris the other round, everyone would agree the shock would have been the Ferris.
Very good. That's why I said it's good thinking. It's just you have to move the things. What the Ksos is saying was, and we haven't yet, not going to explain it, just explain the Cheshbon. What he's saying is, the whole machlokas, whether you split it or you don't split it, when he says beferish, is only when he says beferish to the agent. That's the machlokas, do you split it or not? But if he says beferish to the balabais, everybody would agree you definitely give it only to the balabais, and the agent has nothing to do with it. That's the words he's saying, the Cheshbon he's saying. Now, what's the logic behind this? What's the logic behind it? Why should it make a difference? We're not saying Rashi, because Rashi doesn't make a difference. In the Rosh, he's saying, according to the Rosh, you split it, even if he says beferish, but that's only if it's beferish to the agent. If he says beferish to the rabbis, then the Rosh will agree that the agent has nothing to do with it, and he doesn't get anything in it. Well, why? Why? What's the logic behind it?
Say otherwise, it would result that every time you send somebody, forget about the business deal, every time you send a matana to someone else, the shliach gets the chelik.
And therefore, maybe enoch and
you
and you say you can't be. Okay,
yeah, can't be.
Okay, so we just say it can't be, you right. Can't be. But you haven't given the logic behind it. You're just proving it just can't be. Just can't be. No.
Maybe
that's a proof that the whole rosh is wrong. Maybe that's because it can't be, the whole rosh is wrong. Yeah. Why are you saying the Rosh is correct? The Rosh is only saying it when you're saying it, give it to the agent, and it wouldn't apply when you give it to the Rosh, because it can't be. But okay, so what's the difference? Why would the Rosh agree there and not over here? What's the difference? The Shia, not the Shia.
So when you're specifically giving it to the Shia, he wants to encourage, let's say, the repeat business of this shliach, who might be an agent of a Baal HaBayis. We don't know. That's why it's open to machlokas, and there are some people splitting it up to go on. However, when he's going to the Baal HaBayis, he recognizes that he's just a shliach, and he really just wants to encourage that Baal HaBayis relationship or Baal HaMa'as relationship. So he has more kavana.
He's saying in the rush. He's going in the rush. He's going in the rush.
The rush is in Polyan who he intends to give it to.
I want to say that in the rush.
The Baruch is saying good.
Even if he says that he is a Shliach, there's no Shliach without a Baal HaBayis. The Shliach is only standing on the shoulders of the Baal HaBayis. The Baal HaBayis is the Baal HaBayis without the Shliach. The Shliach is not a Shliach without a Baal HaBayis. That's why if he says to the Shliach, he can give only half parts to the Shliach.
No, that's good. Say that
for us.
What?
Shlucha Adam Tamoso. Every shliach is the extended hand of the Baal HaBayit.
Yes.
So if you're doing the favors to the Baal HaBayit, the shliach is just taking for him. He's shliach this direction, shliach that direction. He's not a factor at all.
So why should he ever get it?
Only when you say, oh, only if a suffix, or when you say the favors, I want the shliach, I want as a separate entity. I want you, Ruben, my friend, who's come to my story, as a separate entity, I want to give you something. But without that, the shliach Adam Tamoso is just the hand of the Baal HaBayit.
So obviously we're not saying they needed each other in the first instance, because I mean, if you send him to buy 10 boxes or something, well, they needed each other, so give him 5 each. Obviously not, because he sent him to buy 10 boxes. So anything he sent him to buy, if he sent him from the transaction, and it's obviously part of the transaction, then
correct. That's a riot from the sugi itself. If he doesn't get anything extra, he doesn't split anything. Yes. Yeah?
So if the owner is saying to him, this is all included in the transaction, then it's not benefiting from
anything. So what everyone's saying, goods. Yes, I'm going to say add my little bits. If it's an addition, it's an addition. Okay. So what we're saying is this: the Rosh is saying you split when they needed each other. And it's even if he says beferish to the agent can't do anything without having the money in his hands to buy it in the first place. So even if the shopkeeper says, I'm giving it to you, Mr. Agent, but the agent is useless without the money, and he wouldn't be here without the money. So therefore you can't push out of the scenario of the Balamas at any stage, says the Rosh. So therefore the Balamas is always going to get half. But if you have the opposite scenario, where the shopkeeper comes and says, you're the agent representing Ruby. Yep, you say that. Okay. I'm not interested in you. I want to capture Ruben's this is an addition for Ruben. Here, this is for Ruben. So basically the shopkeeper is saying is that your input wasn't necessary, Baslau. I'm not even relating to your input, Mr. Agent.
It's necessary because if he wasn't there, he wouldn't have anybody.
Yeah, and I'm saying I'm not interested in that. I don't relate to that as anything coming to me, and therefore I cannot tell you. I can have a Balamas without an agent, like Shmuel says. It's possible to have a Balamas without an agent.
You can't have a Balamas without the agent if the agent and Balamas are not there physically. The Balamas is not physically there. It's only because the agent is there.
Is it a delivery boy? It gets paid for as being a delivery boy. It's Echa, look, it's not more than that. The agent is contributing as much as he recognizes he's contributing. But if the shopkeeper doesn't recognize his contribution at all, so therefore it's only the Balamos.
So is that the agent delivers something that is given a tip that he's obligated to give half of that tip to the Balamos? Because there's a gift for him, and we say it's a gift for him,
and that's it. Okay. We'll discuss the intricacies of that shayla soon. Yeah.
May not be could overrule that, maybe.
Oh, yeah, we'll discuss. I don't want to go into that, but we will discuss it soon. Okay, so now we're saying that is, we want to say some machlokas, and the agents of the pizza guys say, Kimberly, like the Russian, ought to get more than 4 slices, a bit more than 4 slices, because that gives them extra pieces. Now it's saying that everybody agrees in the case where the shopkeeper says, I'm giving it to the Balamas, nothing to do with you, Mr. Agent, that there's no machlokas. Everyone agrees it only goes to the Balamas. So therefore, there's no Kimberly to do. Everyone agrees to the Balamas. So how should he split out the pizza?
3 3/4.
3 3/4 to the agents. Because he's one of the Balamas. That's how much he has in the money scenario. Okay, he gets 3 3/4. Yeah, so he gets 3 3/4. He put 3 pizzas in, they put 5 pizzas in, and therefore he's 3/8 of the 2. Yeah. What? Yeah, that's back to our machlokas, the machlokas we had before. Okay. Now. So now let's reintroduce Shmuel. So now we're saying, you're 3/8, and we're 1/8 each, and it's got nothing to do with agents, so you can't take a slice because it's agents, it's only to do with money. If it's only to do with money, let's split it up according to the money. Two slices, split up, you get 3/8 of it, and the other guys get 1/8. Yeah. Now, according to Shmuel, is that correct now?
Yeah, they're just getting shot at Shmuel.
Well, now, Shmuel, that we haven't mentioned Shmuel this week, this is the first time we mentioned Shmuel. Our famous Shmuel, which we've talked about for the last 4 or 5 weeks. What does Shmuel say? What's his scenario? What's Shmuel's scenario? When?
They both put in money.
They put in the same amount of money?
No.
Oh. So Shmuel's talking about a case. One guy put a lot of money in. Another guy put a little bit of money in. It doesn't matter. They're not the same. If there's a bonus, then how do you split the bonus?
50-50.
50-50. So now the Bochim turn around to the story on its head. And they say like this to the agents. Okay. So we've knocked out Rabbi Yossi's din. It's not applicable here because everyone agrees he said to the money people. So he said, okay. So Reuben, the agent, puts up his hand and he says, okay, I have to agree. I can't get one extra slice by myself. Okay, you have to split these two slices. Okay, so how are we going to split it? I put in 3/8. You put in 1/8 each. So come on. Therefore, I take 3/8 of the two slices. So then they turn around and said, no, we're like Shmuel. What's Shmuel say? Shmuel says like this. Doesn't matter if you put in more money or little money, you have to always split the profit equally. Now, if you split the profit equally, according to Shmuel, what would, how many pieces of slices does now the agent Reuben get? How many pieces of slices do you split?
1/6 each. 1/6 each.
1/6 of two slices, which is?
1/3.
What?
This is a shore homemade lasviva.
Which is 1/3. 1/3 of the slices. So that's all. He started up with the concept in his head that he was going to get 4 3/8 of a pizza. Now he's gone down to the furry of his, says, okay, I get 3 3/8 of 3/8 of 2. Yeah,
where's your
three quarters, 3 3/4. And now they say, no, Shmuel says that you have to split equally amongst all the money people. It doesn't matter, one's bigger than the other. So therefore you only, the 6 money people, so they get only 1/6 of the 2. What the? So therefore, you get 3 1/3. You got down to 3 1/3.
But this is an expanded. This is an expanded Karen.
You got down to 3 1/3.
This is an expanded Karen. It's the same thing. The same people.
No, it's not Karen. It's not Karen.
Four slices.
That bit. Well, what are you talking about? They bought 6 pieces. They bought 8 pieces. Yes, that's the Karen. That's an exchange of the money. And the 2 were thrown in afterwards. It's definitely the extra here. It's not Karen. If you buy 6, we'll give you 2 extra. So you bought 6 and you got 2 extra.
What do you mean? Mean the mirror.
So what? Mean the mirror. What do you mean? It's a bit of a rope. What are you talking about? So let's recap. According to, where does Shmuel apply? Shmuel applies if there's an addition. Yeah, there's an addition over there. Okay. That's all Shmuel applies when the addition took place when they're still partners. Yeah, the addition took place when they're still partners. Yeah? So therefore, you should have Shmuel. You have Shmuel's din, doesn't matter, you put in more of it less, you have to split it equally.
But they didn't create secrets, they each put in money to buy a slice, and they knew nothing about deal.
But what was the deal? But what was the deal at the end of the day? 8 and you get 2. So how do you get 8? Only because I'm using your money, my money, money. Oh, so we're short fist together. We're automatically short fist. So we're short fist, and we got an addition, a bonus. We've got 8 and we've got an owner, so they replace the profits. Profits from a short fist, you split equally according to Shmuel, so therefore you should get 1/6. Okay. Yes or no? Everyone feels in their bones no, but let's say, explain why.
Make specific conditions, and he says, understood they were going to buy. Here they put money for a specific purpose
only. He buys 6 people. That's what they voted out. That was their partnership. Very specific. Very remember the last explanation of Shmuel, but you didn't remember the other explanation of Shmuel. Okay. So let us see again. Yeah. The Rosh, if you look at number 6, says like this. Why does Shmuel say you split? Says the Rosh, I'll tell you one simple reason. It's Eretz reason. Lefisha dera kol ha-shutfin lahatnas lach lukarega lefiyakem. Because when you form a partnership, it's normal to speak out that you're going to split it according relative to how much money you put in. And if you don't speak it out, unto the muchuch, that you're going to, you agree to split it equally. So says the Rosh, you only split it equally if at the formation of partnership you should speak out and you don't, then we assume it's equal. Now, over here, at the formation of the partnership, do we have that thing that you should have spoken out and you don't, so it's a sign you're going to be equal? Do we have such a thing over here?
No.
No, because, obviously, because the other partners didn't even know that there was a partnership like everything, they didn't even know. So therefore, according to the Rosh, the only case is if they should and they don't, and that doesn't apply. So therefore, according to the Rosh, small thing wouldn't apply here, and you do go according to the money. However, we did say that that's Rosh's opinion. If you remember, the Rif and the Rambam say one cloud. And that was last week, we analyzed the Rif and the Rambam. The Rambam and the Rif say like this. It doesn't matter, it's nothing to do with speaking out. One cloud. There's a profit that's created that can only be created for them being together, then it has to be split. If the profit is created in a situation where they don't have to be together, then you don't split. If it has to be together to get the profit, then you have to split. That is the factor according to the Rif and the Rambam, and that's what we discussed last week. Now, what over here? Is it possible to get those two extra slices separately? Or they had to be together to get those two extra slices? They had to be together. So Enoch and Ami, according to the Rosh, a different Rosh, Shmuel would not apply. Because you need to have a knowledge that there's a partnership to have a Shmuel. But according to the Rif, it's not the knowledge of the partnership that's interesting. We just want to know the profits created is in a form where they had to be together, and then you have to split it. Here they had to be together. So therefore you should split it. So therefore we got now a machlokas between the Rosh and the Rif. Yeah. That we say, of course. So therefore what should the agent say?
Kimley like the Rif.
He should say, if he wants to get more slices, who does he want to go like now? Which he wants to say that Shmuel's not applicable. He wants to say you go according to the money. He wants to get more. So therefore, the only Rishon who says you go according to money and you don't split it is the Rosh or the Rif. Who says that Shmuel is not applicable over here? The Rosh. Yeah, the Rosh who says that you need to know there's a shutfis. You need to know there's a shutfis and you don't know there's a shutfis. And you don't make it tonight, then you split. But if you don't know the shutfis at all, says the Rosh, then we assume it's money, always according to money. So therefore, the agent who's holding pizza, if he wants to get more pizza, he has to say, we're not splitting it equally, we're going to split it according to money, which is according to how the Rosh looks at Shmuel, that Shmuel's not shy over here. Because no one knew about the partnership. So you can say, Kibli. So, is that true? What would you say different?
The Rosh says, if they should have spoken out and they didn't speak out, and therefore you must assume it's going to be equal, or you wouldn't know. And the argument to that is, well, I'm not going to agree with that. But if they had made an agreement, an agreement doesn't allow anything. So if it's clear what the agreement is,
fine, but they were by six pieces. No one had a mind for addition, but those six pieces that they created now addition. What was the agreement? Fine. So what? Fine. Did they agree to get any profits? Did they have in mind the profits? Great. No one had in mind the profits. So let's stop here. So stop over here. Stop over here. We're not going in here for any business. Yes, it's not business. Fine. Not going to miss it. So no business. So therefore, if profit is thrown in suddenly, how are you going to look at it? We have no agreements because we have no discussion of profit. Eric, you're saying, we are speaking out that we're not going to do it according to money. What do you mean? We didn't speak out anything because we don't think there's going to be profit at all. If we don't speak out anything, there's no agreement. And there's still profit. So how are you going to get this profit? Obviously, says the Rif, that if there's no agreement, because there's no agreement, because no enforceable business agreements over here, so there's no agreement. If there's no agreement, any profit is going to be split based on the cloud or the rift. That says that if you need to get this addition being together, you have to split it equally. Eric, I agree with you. You're not listening to me. Eric, stop. We're going to speak out. I'm going to say what's what, and then you stop. No, come back. Either you agree or you don't agree. Afterwards, we'll discuss it. The answer is that I absolutely agree with your story, which means, according to just logic thinking, therefore they had no idea of profit. They made no agreement how you're going to split the profits. They didn't have a sign up, this is how we're going to split the profits, because they didn't have an agreement in the first place about profits. So there's no agreement on the profits, and that. Suddenly there's a profit, so how do you look at it? So it's the rift, clearly. Yeah, so you have to split it equally, because it came where they had to be together. So therefore we're saying, it should be a machlokas rosh in the rift, wherever the sheikh can say Kimli to get his three pieces and 3/8 of the two pieces. That's an additional piece. Or no, he has to split it. 1/6 extra two pieces. That's it. So the answer to that is all wrong. And maybe Eric will be happy with the next two words. There's a Machne Ephraim who says the following thing. You don't remember about last week, he said. We already spoke out that the Rosh agrees to the rift. Yeah, the Rosh agrees to the rift. The Rosh is just saying, if the rift is not applicable, I've got other cases. But if the rift is real, I agree to you. So therefore, there's no machlokas. The Rosh agrees to the rift. That's what we said last week, the Rosh agrees to the rift. He's just a case where the rift is not applicable, I also have another case. Okay, that's what he's talking about. Fine. But agrees to it. If so, there's no machlokas, then we should be saying, everybody, again, says to the agent, what are you talking about? You can't say Kimli like the Rosh, because the Rosh agrees to the rift. He's not coming to argue with you, he's going to act to the rift. If the rift's applicable, he'll agree you split it half-half. And the rift is applicable here, because you have to get me to get the extra two pieces, so you have to split half-half. So therefore, we should say, as a bottom line, we should say there's no Kimli for the agent to say, Kimli, I'm going to get more, because everyone agrees that you've got Shmuel over here. Oh, that should be the end of the ship. But it's not. Because the Machle Ephraim says you missed the boats altogether. And this line changes everything. Machle Ephraim number 7, this is where we'll finish. Heicha, Shalot Chuscha Lachluk Benehem. If the whole concept is, here, we're buying products, not to do business, just to split. We're buying together. I'm just saying, you're taking a bit, I'm taking a bit. We're not going to do business together. I'm buying together with you, and we're just taking our bits. It's more convenient. Then everyone agrees that small doesn't apply. It only goes according to your money inputs. What he's saying over here, this whole discussion of small is only when the kavana of the parties was to do business together. They were doing business, and we don't know how to split the profit, so then you have the rift that says, okay, if the profit is side of the profit, you need them to be together, you split it. But they never went into a business relationship with each other. Even if profit is added on, it's got nothing to do with partnerships. Partnerships and Shmuel is when we came into a partnership and it's not clear how we're going to do profits. Shmuel tells us how to do the profits according to its rules, according to how the Rif explains it. But if you never went into a partnership in the first place, then Shmuel is irrelevant because you're not going for partnership at all. And therefore, the halacha is that the only sugya over there is nothing to do with Shmuel. The only sugya it can be is this sugya of Avog Sugya, the Subas, of just an agent picking up something which gets an extra benefit. And we already said that it doesn't apply here because the shopkeeper said, okay, I've got nothing to do with you, Mr. Agent. I'm just giving it to the money, and therefore it's only going to the Balamos. So the bottom line of this is that you do split the two extra pieces according to the money input to everybody.
3/8.
And therefore, 3/8 go of those two pieces go to the agents, and the other 5/8 gets split out 1/8 to everybody else.
What about the cheesecake?
Now you tell me if they want the bottom line, what's the answer by the cheesecake? I repeat that cheesecake case, and it's a one-word answer. After knowing this, it's a one-word answer. You have the teacher organizing a shavuos party, and she collects money together to buy a cheesecake. She goes to Angels, and they have an offer. You buy one cheesecake, and you produce a active Eged card. Together, you'll get a extra cheesecake. And so she did. Now, the shaila is, who does that extra cheesecake belong to? What's the answer? Now I know all the factors.
Put it based on money spent. Put it based on money spent.
Without just thinking for a second, what's the answer? What does the shop say? The shop says, I'll give you an extra cheesecake. Why?
Because you have an Eged card.
You have the money, and you have an Eged card. Then you'll get an extra cheesecake. So therefore, who are they giving the cheesecake to? So they're giving it?
Everybody.
You need two factors to get the extra cheesecake. You need the money, and you need the Eged cards.
It's
medical
manpower, like
you're not going to have. So what? So, it's nothing to do with Shmuel. Fine, it's nothing to do with Shmuel.
So they're based on money.
No, so we've got the other sugya, Reb Yossi. What does Reb Yossi say? What's Reb Yossi? You go to the shop, the agent, he does no money, he just picks up the stuff, and he gets thrown in something. What do you do with that thrown in extra thing? What's
so
the point? You split it, that's what Reb Yossi says. And Rashi and Rosh have an argument, why is this? Yeah? Now, over here. What do you do over here? This is like the agent case. This is Mavish agent case. He came, he went to the shop, and they threw in an extra thing. Now, with this extra cheesecake, what do you do? According to Rabbi Yossi, what do you do? You're cloaking. Here, they're definitely not just giving it to the money person. Because he says, I don't just need money, I need an Eged card as well. So therefore, they are relating to the agents here. For sure, they are relating to the agents over here. If they are relating to the agents, then that's classic Reb Yossi. If it's classic Reb Yossi, then of course you split it.
But are the students treated as one agent?
And therefore, the agent gets half as an agent hat. And then all the other people go to the other half. So half the cheesecake go to the teacher. And the other half gets split. So then all the money people, which is all the girls of the class. Have a very good Shabbos.
The cheesecake is what?
That reminds me of just a quick question. One Hanukkah we went by Sukkah New York.